This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
And welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Ministry of Finance scandal whistleblower still unpaid despite Supreme Court ruling. Mporokoso MP questions suspension of opposition MPs after Mutoto Kafwaya gets 30 days suspension. Malawi's parties warned not to prematurely declare election victory.
The voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogima Timothy Jilalam. The government has continued to disregard a court order to compensate a whistleblower in the Minister of Finance scandal despite several rulings in his favor. More than a year after the initial judgment, authorities have ignored a court of appeal directive to pay Grandin Tumbo's salary arrears, reverse his transfer and cancel disciplinary proceedings against him. Last month, the Supreme Court reaffirmed that Ntumbo should be paid over 669,000 kwacha in salary arrears owed to him following his removal from the Ministry of Finance payroll. His removal is widely believed to have been part of a sustained persecution after he exposed the theft of more than 1 billion kwacha in public funds at the ministry. As a principal internal auditor, Ntumbo led the 2019 special audit that uncovered a 5-year payroll fraud scheme worth over 2 million kwacha in the Ministry of Education. But findings by Millennium Radio show that he has not been compensated or reinstated on the payroll despite the court's order. And Mr. Ntumbo says he has faced continued intimidation and harassment and now fears for his safety as a result of being the whistleblower in the case. Efforts to get a comment from the Drug Enforcement Commission and the Anti-Corruption Commission proved futile.
Be removed from the case or not. Essentially, I sued the Minister of Finance, the Drug Enforcement Commission, and the ACC. So in this case, the ACC would like to be excluded from there. Then following on 18th March earlier this year, the Attorney General wrote to my lawyers to ask for an out-of-court settlement in which they also indicated that I should be present. So on 20th, I traveled, and an hour before the meeting, my lawyers received a call that ACC and DEC were not ready to proceed with the meeting, and then the meeting was put off indefinitely about 45 minutes before the talks could begin.
Governance and human rights activist Brebna Changala has dismissed as misplaced remarks by the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy leader Nevas Mumba, suggesting that the current anti-corruption fight is more extensive than that pursued under the late President Levi Mwanawasa. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Changala has charged that Dr. Mumba is merely seeking to endear himself to the new allies in the ruling UPND. He has argued that Mwanawasa's approach to tackling corruption was more comprehensive and grounded in integrity compared to President Hakainde Hichilema's administration. He stressed that the late Mwanawasa demonstrated stronger personal honesty, respect for the rule of law, and a genuine commitment to fighting corruption values. Mr. Changala has further questioned Dr. Mumba's credibility, alleging that his remarks are motivated by self-interest rather than factual analysis.
Goes well beyond what Mr. Nevas Mumba can describe in comparison with this administration. This administration is on deceit, on lies, on retribution, in revenge and revenge. It is very difficult for anybody to trust Dr. Nevas Mumba now, because whatever he's saying, he's not saying things out of conviction or indeed because things are happening differently. He's doing things in order to gain favor. it is wrong for any reasonable leader. And what I would advise Dr. Nevers Mumba is grow the MMG party.
Mporokoso, Member of Parliament under the Pedro Fan ticket, Brian Mundubele, this afternoon rose on a point of order in Parliament, questioning whether the leader of government business in the House was in order to keep quiet when members of Parliament from the opposition keep getting suspended from the House. Mr. Mundubele charged that this is a common trend for the opposition members of Parliament to usually get suspensions during this period when they are supposed to be debating the presidential speech and the national budget set to be presented to the House this year. Mr. Mundubele says every year during the same period, a lot of opposition MPs get suspended from the House, which he has charged that reduces the number of opposition lawmakers even further. The point of order came after Periodic Front Lunte Member of Parliament, Mtoto Kafuaya, was suspended from the House for 30 days by Second Deputy Speaker Tractor Chisangano. Mr. Kafuaya was suspended in absentia for disorderly conduct as ruled by the Second Deputy Speaker. According to the ruling, Mr. Kafuaya was debating while the Second Deputy Speaker had guided him to thereby disregarding and undermining the order of the presiding officer. First Deputy Speaker Tractor Chisangano stated that Mr. Kafuaya exhibited non-parliamentary behaviours, which is not acceptable. She further directed Mr. Kafuaya not to be anywhere near Parliament or its motel during the period of suspension. Yesterday, MP Francis Kapyanga was equally suspended from the House for several days for disrespecting the Speaker of the National Assembly. In a ruling this afternoon, Ms. Sangano emphasized that Parliament is a house of order and that members of Parliament should conduct themselves accordingly.
I wish to inform you that in accordance with Section 28(3) of the National Assembly Powers and Privileges Act, during the period of your suspension, you shall not, one, enter the precincts of the Assembly, and this extends to the National Assembly Motel, two, participate in any business or activity of the House or a committee that you are signed in your capacity as a member of the National Assembly, and three, be paid the salary or allowance that you are entitled to as a member. Mr. Kafuaya will go on suspension for 30 days as resolved by the House from today, Thursday, 18th September 2025, to Friday, 17th October 2025.
Zambezi's Member of Parliament Brian Kambita has raised concerns over the lack of infrastructure development in primary health care, particularly in rural parts of the country. Mr. Kambita told Millennium Radio that Zambia has for a long time neglected investment in health facilities, but noted that the Constituency Development Fund is beginning to change the situation. He has charged that in Northwestern Province, a holistic project has been initiated to construct primary health care centers equipped with essential amenities such as water reticulation systems, ablution blocks, maternity annexes, and other necessities. Ms. Kambita, however, explains that the facilities will be built in phases and that the addition of ambulances will significantly enhance the delivery of health services in rural areas. He was speaking on the sidelines of the official handover ceremony of 119 ambulances in Lusaka yesterday.
The challenges that we face in primary care, health care, is infrastructure. We haven't invested much in infrastructure over so many years. But with the coming of CDF, we have gone on a rampage to actually put up health centers in most areas that were not covered. And in Zambezi so far, we have built quite a number of health centers. We are now moving to the second phase of putting up maternity annexes to cater for the mothers who are giving birth and to put water reticulation, including ablution blocks, at those health facilities, including staff houses. But we are doing this in a phased approach.
And now, business news. Business news.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on the private sector to collaborate with the government to drive Zambia's economic growth agenda, emphasizing that this partnership is crucial for unlocking new opportunities, generating revenue, and creating